This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back for the final 60 minutes of the big show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Always appreciate you taking us along on the go, wherever you may be on this Wednesday. Way back Wednesday, baseball-themed songs in one way, shape, or form. Everybody's disqualified, so just enjoy, people. I'm done talking about this. You good with that, Nick?
Good with what?
I'm totally good with that.
Perfect.
With what? Arguing about way back Wednesday?
No, stopping arguing about way
back Wednesday. Oh, when it gets to my hour, you guys punk out. Okay.
Right, because your bitch ass has got to get it in 30 seconds after you text us.
Crap on your list, and we're not.
A bunch of hoes.
Suck it.
Work with a bunch. That's 15 cents today. Hey, are you going to go? What are you pulling out? Oh. Like, keep your pants on, sir. You're not a big Avengers guy, are you?
I got credit.
Threw pennies at you?
Yeah, he threw 25, 35. One more dime, I can buy a Diet Coke, and we'll call it even.
I got credit.
Actually, I'm going to grab that. I need that.
You can have these pennies. You're not getting the silver stuff.
I need a Coke.
No.
I don't think so. It's going in Daddy's pocket.
You can get a Coke and a smile and shut up.
Avengers Endgame drops this month. You in?
Nope.
Okay.
Not unless it's the movie of the week.
I'll watch it.
I'm down.
Why not?
Big. What about Game of Thrones? You going to watch that?
Nope. Mm-mm. Now, weren't you trying to catch up at one point, Nick?
I attempted, and then I realized how much I would have to catch up on.
Yeah.
And that's no.
Not doing it?
Yeah.
Okay.
You've been in on it from the get?
I wasn't in them from the get-go, but I heard... I was filling in on the Blitz. And like Fred started talking about it. It was Fred. I was with Fred and Jong, rest in peace, Jong. And he's not dead,
but he can't spell.
But I was with Fred and Jong, and they were talking about it, and I was basically excluded for like two segments. But I was like, this sounds really good, and I'm not a big like fantasy movie guy. Like I'm like fan, but that's porn. I'm talking like regular fantasy movies. That's not my thing, but I watched it and I really liked it. It's really good.
Okay.
So I was in now and I can't wait for the last season, but apparently somebody dropped a spoiler on some show and it pissed everybody off.
Oh, it was one of the late night shows.
Yeah.
Because I saw people were tweeting us about it.
Oh,
it
really?
Somebody from the, it was
yeah,
a cast
one of the stars
member.
Of the, yep. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. One of the females, I think.
Well, I didn't read it or I didn't watch it because I didn't want to know the spoiler. Like people were like, "Oh, look at the spoiler." I'm like, "No, that's the whole point. I don't want to
read the spoiler."
What?
It was our executive producer Josh Rapp. He was tweeting about it and tagging us on it. After he got the fine points that he needed to get across to you about peanut butter and jelly.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's what happened.
Okay.
So.
Boy, you ever been to the ESPN Houston Facebook page?
Yeah.
There's some weirdos out there.
Why?
There's one guy. I keep seeing the same thing from him. His name's PV Vaughn. And every time the Astros lose, he posts the same Ice Cube meme. It says Rangers win Astros ASS-TROS lose. Today was a good day. Like this is really what you're taking
I'm
the time
I'm telling
to
you,
do?
Man, when you're
I don't understand. Like, bro, go out and have sex with a woman or something. Why are you online?
Or your hand. I mean, posting do something memes. To have, get a hobby.
On a, like, he probably lives in Dallas, but he's like, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go to the ESPN Facebook page, and I'm going to post this same stupid-ass meme 10 different times every time they lose. I mean, lucky for you, you're not doing it every time the Rangers win.
Then his co-worker at the 7-Eleven shows up next to him and goes, you did that? I found some dumbass comedian that wanted to make some stupid tweet about taxes, and I busted his ass.
Speaking of that, this text came in. Barry, I would like to apologize to you. It's not Brad.
Okay, good.
Barry, I would like to apologize to you. I thought you were just the mediocre comedian who got lucky and knew someone in the radio business. Little did I know you were the genius behind the Honey Badger anthem. I stand corrected. So, this is what we have going for us.
That you're still focused on. Your loyals.
Yes. The mediocre comedian that got lucky. Yep. Mm-hmm. Nailed it. Mm-hmm. Got lucky. Been 5 years lucky. Just 5 years of luck.
A lot of people that don't let stats and information get in the way of a very bad opinion. Like, and the they like to let them fly.
You all have the worst show in the city, except we have the third best show in the city. So, I mean, other than that, you're right. Other than the numbers that prove you are dead wrong, you're right. You compared us to a show that doesn't exist. But you're right. You're just wrong. People are just weird. I think I'm getting old. I'm getting cranky.
Well, you got the second part wrapped up today.
Y'all don't sound like y'all look. I've never seen y'all, so I looked y'all up, and voices don't match the faces. That's, first of all, that's a lot of y'alls.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently our faces don't. What are you? Okay, we know me. Everyone says, Barry, are you black? Apparently.
And Jewish.
And Jewish. Well, that's because the way I look. But people, when they say, what do you? I'm curious. If you just close your eyes and listen to Nick talk, what would you think he looked like? Nick, say something.
Why are we doing this?
You sound like... I'm trying to figure out what you would look like. I mean, I know what you
Pete
look
Davidson.
Like. But I'm trying... No.
No?
No. No way.
The one that always got me...
Something that came to mind was like the dude with the red stapler in The Office.
See.
Or the... What is it? Office? What's the name of that? Office Space.
Oh, the movie.
Yeah. I don't know why I picture like a librarian or like a guy with a pocket protector. You sound kind of nerdy. Is that not... No?
That's not nice.
No, I'm just saying, like, that's what he sounds like he looks like. He's
not a nerd.
The one
that always
nerd.
Got me ever since I got to
He's
Houston...
He's the cool one on the show.
...was Sam Malone. Sam Malone, I heard this deep pipes, this big, powerful voice, and I thought, this is some big, like, 6'4 dude that's doing radio in the morning, stuff like that. And then I saw him, and I saw he looked like Barney Rubble, and I was like, dang, I didn't see that coming.
Really?
Yeah, because Sam in the morning show when the
yeah with I remember Sam Malone,
Psycho Robbie and yeah. Maria Todd. Yeah, I was
Psycho Robbie
Sam was,
looks exactly like he sounds.
Yeah,
that I can validate.
That was true. That but was very true.
I don't know. I don't you.
When I was producing Sean Salisbury and Steve Bunin, mm-hmm. there's this guy that was like on the air live in a Las Vegas local TV affiliate, and they asked him, "Hey, if you won the lottery, you know what would you do?" And Steve Bunin was adamant that I sounded exactly like this guy.
Uh-huh.
So she asked him, "Hey, you know, what would you do if you won all this money?" And this is what he sounded like.
Won all the money. What would you do with it?
Bunch of hookers and cocaine.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty close.
That is definitely you.
Spot yeah. on.
That is.
They're like, that's Nick right there.
Yeah, that I feel
a bunch
that.
Of hookers and cocaine.
Yeah. I feel like
you
I feel like that
one.
Would be your yeah. ringtone.
Yeah.
So that wasn't you?
No, it wasn't.
Wow.
It was Las Vegas. I wish it was me. I wish it was me, but it was a local TV station in Las Vegas.
So. Color me shocked.
Yeah.
You don't sound nerdy. I can't. Like, that was the first image that popped in my head. They always just say go with like, but you don't sound nerdy. I can't place it though. Like, same thing with Joel. I don't know what you sound like, you look like. This is such a weird dynamic. Because I'm sure listeners out there that have never seen us.
I don't really have a radio voice. Like, Joel kind of has you have a radio voice. Barry kind of does. AJ, Fred.
I have a phone sex voice. Very sexy.
You
very,
know.
Like, yeah, hey. Yeah, I know.
Oh, boy.
Patrick Creighton, what did you think? Did you know he was a big dude when you heard his voice?
Oh, wait, Pat's big? Yeah.
You're so wrong. I don't know. He sounds like typical East Coast guy, though. Most East
oh,
Coast,
for sure.
Most East Coast guys aren't fit.
But most East Coast radio guys are screamers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He sounds like a typical East Coast, New York radio honk.
Now, is Howard,
and those guys aren't the slimmest, but I'm not
Howard
saying
Stern
he sounds fat.
Sound like he looks?
Yes.
I think so, too.
Exactly like
yeah,
he looks.
Yeah, I would agree with that one.
I feel like I can tell when it's a fat singer.
Really?
Yeah, from their voice, I feel Ooh. Like.
They hold the note longer? Is that what you're saying?
I don't know.
Say?
I just feel like. I can tell when
more
it's
powerful.
A fat singer.
I don't know, Celine Dion. I would have thought she was
Adele?
A fat singer.
Really?
No.
Yeah, if you didn't see what she looked like?
No way.
Tell me, okay, here's an example. CNC Music Factory.
Oh, you, so Martha Wash. Yeah, I know where you're going. Yeah. I know where you're going.
You know for damn sure that when you saw the video, you were like, yep, that's it. And then when you found out who really sang it and that the chick in the video was lip syncing. And then you saw that the woman that really sang it was Three Bills Easy.
Was it Martha Washington?
I think so.
Yeah.
I don't know. I get what you're saying, but I don't know that that's always the case.
Nilly, like Vanilli, CeeLo? At least Nilly Vanilli sounded like they looked.
You're so wrong.
CeeLo, when I heard that was the Crazy. That's the song that he's most known for, Crazy.
Yeah.
I was like, fat guy.
Really?
Boom, fat guy. Yeah.
What about the Chocolate Rain guy?
I didn't pick up on that.
But he's skinny, but he sounds like a fat guy.
Oh, he's not a fat guy.
No, he's super skinny.
No, I didn't.
He sounds like a fat guy.
Well, see, I guess everybody has their own interpretation.
Weird. Yeah.
Of what a fat guy sounds like.
You are opening a can now, because you know the same critics that you were just barking about are going to come in with all kind of sarcastically smart-ass jabs.
So I said.
See?
Just read it. Get it over with.
Get it over with, because you can tell by the laugh it's one of us.
Oh, it's not. I've purposely never looked up what y'all look like. I looked up Fred and AJ once, and it ruined the entire show for me. Oh, God. Y'all are brutal. I swear. Y'all are
Big
so
Mo,
mean.
Big Mo, before he died?
Fat.
Thought I he sounded like, he's not really a singer, but he sang in some of his songs.
Yeah.
Totally sounded like a fat guy.
Okay.
R.I.P.
R.I.P.
B.I.G. sounded big.
I would agree with that.
Right?
Tupac, not so much.
Tupac, again, I agree.
Yeah. That's probably true. Yeah, you might be onto something, Nick. I don't know.
We should have like a little test. Like none but fat singers.
The key is when they say certain phrases and stuff,
like a pug.
Yeah, there's a little in between.
Somebody said Joel sounds country.
No. Hell yeah.
No, not even close. Joel sounds like he looks like Fred. What does that even mean? Adele. Ironically, he looks like he could be Fred's son. No, they don't look anything alike.
I told you. This is what I expected when you went down this route.
That Joel looks like Fred Fowler's son?
Not even. They don't
Bill
look
O'Brien, maybe.
Fred, I knew Fred that Fowler. Was coming, too. From one of you, I knew that was coming.
See?
Yeah.
I like it. Yeah.
Yeah, Nick, next time you try to put your penis near a chin, it ain't going to be mine. I don't have that thing going on mine. Like Bill O'Brien.
Like if Bill O'Brien and Sean Pendergast had a baby, it would be Joel for sure.
I tell you what.
That's not nice.
So far, the texts have been mean, but not at us. I'm not going to sit here and do the show on show violence because we were asked not to do that anymore. But
were we? I didn't get that memo, but I'm glad. Some folks at least we can stick together as a team and fight the rest of the world.
Y'all all sound like fat guys. Okay, well.
Right, what do you look like, douche?
Well, you're right about two out of the three of us. Not all of us.
I'm the skinniest one on the show. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, right.
Don't go to the live stream. Yeah. The weight loss challenge is over.
Yeah. Jason says on Twitter that I sound like a super chill Xanax-induced Dell from the morning show.
No.
Not at all.
You sound nothing like Dell.
Not nice. No, a Xanax-induced version of Dell.
No. You don't enunciate properly enough to sound like Dell.
Oh, here we go.
Dell has spot-on enunciation. You have a lazy dialect.
Whatever.
You do.
It's not Xanax induced, though.
I mean, you and my cat.
Okay, take Xanax out and insert your favorite other pharmaceutical. No?
I can see that.
Whatever.
Yeah. Lean.
Here sound we like, go. You, sound like, you want clarification? Guess who's on
you
hold.
Sound like you. You sound like you do the show on Lean. Most of the time.
No, not Lean.
By the way, Whiskey Tango on Twitter said, can someone explain to me why Gasolina is on the list? I mean, do I need to do that or do you guys want to do it?
It's on your list.
It's pretty obvious. Daddy Yankee? And you're questioning why Daddy Yankee would be on a baseball themed list.
Warm it up, Chris. Seriously.
All right.
Come on. The boys of summer are only here for so long. All
by the way, did you notice? Did you notice on the list I put Chris's cross?
No. Don't correct you, though, because you'll get blocked.
I put Chris's cross.
Block yourself. You just corrected yourself.
Stupid ass Chris's cross. Oh, my God. All right, let's go to Clarence's call.
All right, Clarence, go. We need some clarification here.
What up, guys?
Clarence, you sound exactly like you look.
Yeah, probably.
Big I mean, you do. Yeah, you sound like Chef off of South Park, and you look exactly like Chef on South Park. And guess what? You're a chef.
Clarence.
Hey, children.
Clarence, what do you got, man?
Suck on my chocolate. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Put them in your mouth.
Chocolate balls.
First off, when I heard Barry's voice, it was like, okay, he sounds like one of the brothers. But then you hear Barry Laminack. There ain't no black Jew in there. Nah. Then you look at Barry, you see his picture. He got that Steve Harvey lining.
What?
Everybody knows what that Steve Harvey lining is when he used to have hair. That bad boy was straight, and you never curve or nothing like that. But y'all were talking about singers. Barry, I'm sure you know this. Y'all probably know this. Who'd you prefer, Big Luther or Little Luther?
Ooh, Big Luther.
Big Luther, yep, no doubt about it.
See, you know when he had that more soulful voice when he was big, yep, and on the bigger side, great sweating point on the stage.
Great point. If you got to take a towel on stage, gentlemen. Appreciate you, Clarence, as always. Yeah, yep. If you got to take a towel on stage to sing, that's singing. That is definitely
is that Biggs
singing.
Biggs with a Z?
Huh?
He Biggs.
Biggs.
Hey, we're rolling through the final hour of the show. Don't go anywhere. Much more of The Usual Suspects on a Way Back Wednesday right here on ESPN 97.5.
Looking for something to do this weekend? Visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through the final hour of the show, it's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5 on a Way Back Wednesday. Barry, hour number three on the day that was disqualified. We had too much rain to play the game. We will reschedule at a later date.
Twitter's being brutal right now on what everybody sounds like they look like.
I figured.
Yeah.
I told you did this.
That's my bad. And I still got to get through a ton of text.
Because I went through a whole bunch of them.
You did? Anything worth it? Did you flag any for reading?
I mean, I'm sure you will.
Oh, good. So they're dissing you?
they're dissing everybody.
Okay. Well, I won't read mine. I'll just read yours.
I sound like Brad Davies.
Who?
Brad Davies used to be on 610. And he does, ooh, like Chevy voiceovers.
Somebody said, Barry, when the producer Nick talks, I picture this guy. Isn't that, who's that from Seinfeld?
Newman.
Yeah. You sound like Newman
not
from Seinfeld.
Not even close.
Somebody said,
first of all, if he's going to be anybody on Seinfeld, it's not going to be Newman.
Yeah. Ulysses on Twitter said, Nick sounds like he wakes up to a blunt and a fifth of warm vodka. No, he does.
It's probably true.
That sounds like he wakes up to that. So.
Not vodka. It's if it's whiskey. Brown, pour it. Yeah.
I've said it before, but I'll say it again. The producer, Nick, sounds like a super chill Xanax induced. Oh, you already did that one. Damn it. I got to catch up.
Hey, welcome to the show.
Pac-Man Joel sounds...
See?
Pac-Man Joel, look, he's like, wait, go back to Nick.
No.
Even if we did it.
I already heard from the laugh. I know it ain't going to be pretty.
Pac-Man Joel sounds like he looks like Phil on Modern Family.
Ha! Got him!
It's not bad. At least they didn't say Uncle Phil from The Fresh Prince. That could have been way worse.
Thanks for trying to soften the blow.
It could have been way worse, so...
Actually, I honestly got most of it on the text line.
Did you?
Yeah, if you look at the text line, it's pretty much all geared towards me. People say you sound like MC Search. You look like MC Search.
I don't know that I sound like him, but whatever. All right, get out of the inbox. You're messing up my flow here.
I know I am. I know it aggravates you. That's why I made it clear.
I
went through like 30 of them.
God bless it, Nick.
Joel sounds like Mike from American Pickets. I see why you like going through the text line. This is fun.
I don't even know why you do this. Get out of the text line.
Go through one by one here.
I swear to God, if you... okay.
I'm going to screen it on the fly.
All I'm going to say is, write this down. You keep this in mind. You keep this up, okay?
What's American Pickets?
Bro, I'm telling you right now.
He's not going to stop
I don't know what American Pickets is, and he thinks I don't know how to work this text line and mark all these as unread. Like, I'm not that big of an idiot. I'm not Pac-Man Joel when it comes to IT.
Easy now. I had your back. I just didn't send it to the right the right tweet last night.
You see, I just keep marking these as unread, right?
Yeah, I see that. But I'm going right through them again.
That's fine, because it takes like literally 2 seconds. Let's Let's talk something else.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Jets got new uniforms. You see them?
No.
Ugly.
Everybody's getting new uniforms except the Texans.
No, I've heard that there's rumblings out there that they may be doing it, but it's not going to be the Oilers colors.
No, we know that. You don't like these Jets unis? I'm looking at it right now.
I mean, there's not much you can do with them. They obviously,
I don't mind that at all.
In case you can't see what we're looking at, obviously, it's leaked out that the Jets are going back to the metallic dark green helmet.
I like it.
With the Jets font across the sides of the helmet. And then they're going to go with three different versions of the uniform. Green pants, white tops, black tops with black pants, and then the green tops, white pants.
Yep.
I mean, there's only so much you can do with what they have. It's okay.
I kind of like the looks. It's a little more modernized, and yeah, I don't have a problem with that. The Texans need to do that. They need to update their logo. That logo is very 2002.
Yeah, you've always been against
it's
that
very
logo.
GeoCities looking. It's very I made this website by hand and look to it. I don't know. Let's get with the times.
Yeah, you've Texans. Been anti that logo from yes. day one.
So. And the color scheme and
where are
the way
you,
they do it.
Where are you guys on this three-team logo that you see on the back of cars and trucks and everything like that, where it's like
the Texans
logo with the Astro Star for the eye, with the R kind of for one of the horns.
Yeah.
They use all three on the same logo, and I'm just like, that's just too much. Just say I'm from H-Town.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of it, but I don't know. I get it. If you're a big sports fan, you're into all three, you do something like that.
Okay.
It's kind of weird, but at the same time, I mean, it prevents you from having to get three separate tattoos. You can just do the one.
That's a good point.
So that's a plus.
Yeah, because, I mean, what it did was, I guess what aggravated me the most about it is it carried over to other places. Back home, they tried to do it with the Brewers and the Packers.
Oh, no. How'd
Bucks.
That go?
Awful.
Really?
Just awful. I'll try and find it for you in the break. It's just, stop.
Yeah, I get it if you could be creative with it, but don't force it.
Absolutely right.
What's that? Oh, yeah, we're doing it now? Oh, sweet. I love telling the people about GetUpside because they get cash back. So there's no reason to not GetUpside. It's free to download. So put it on your phone right now. Before you leave for work and you stop to get gas, I want you to have this app ready to go. It's called GetUpside. All one word. It's in the iTunes and Google Play Store. Download it to your phone right now. Right now. If you're driving, pull over. But if you're at work or you're listening at home or whatever, put it on your phone. It's completely free. And put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. And then here's what you do. Here's the play next. When you got to go fill up, whether it's tonight, tomorrow, in the morning, whatever, pull up the GetUpside app, push the gas button on there, pull up the map and search in your area, and you're going to see all of the Shell stations and Exxon stations around you that have, and other stations that have cashback offerings. And then you pick the one you want, and you go fill up. And you get cash back. It's that easy. And that promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, is going to get you an extra savings on your first fill-up through the GetUpside app. And I'm talking regular savings up to 25 cents a gallon. There's like 500 gas stations around the city. But it's not just gas. It's also food. Don't leave money at the table. You can get up to 35% cash back when you eat out during the day. But only through the GetUpside app. These companies, these gas stations, these restaurants, they want your business. And so they offer you these cashback deals, but you can only get them through GetUpside. And you've heard me brag about it. I talk about the listeners that send me the pictures of the screenshots of them getting the $200 back, $90 back. But also, I just found out ABC 13 did a whole thing on GetUpside. So it's legit. Like, they're talking about it. One of the cameramen is the one that brought it to their attention because he uses it. So what are you doing? Don't leave money at the pump. Don't leave money at the table. Download GetUpside. Put in my promo code Barry. Get that extra savings. Get that cash back and thank me later. And do not go anywhere. We're back in 60 seconds. ESPN 975.
ESPN 975. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Thank God I don't have cirrhosis of the liver based on some of the text messages that are just way out there.
People are weird.
Just, wow.
This is a great baseball song. Makes me want to go have a catch.
You would be incorrect, sir.
Feel like having a catch, which is a weird phrase, by the way.
Warm it up.
It's always bothered me from the time I saw it in the movie.
Let's go have a catch.
You know what movie it's from.
Let's go play catch, not right. Have a catch.
You know the movie?
Play catch.
Field of Dreams.
Yes. I don't know why I had the natural one, but it's Field
of totally
Dreams. Have a catch with Dad, right?
Yeah. No, you'd go and play catch. I never heard have a catch till the movie, and it's always annoyed me.
Yep. And Kevin Costner does, too. No? You a Kevin Costner fan?
Oh, yeah. He's all right. I'm not against him. Okay. Are you?
I mean, Tin Cup was all right.
Tin Cup was great.
Field of Dreams was all right. I'm not saying they're bad movies. They're just like, I don't get excited about them, but I watched them and thought, oh, that's good.
What was the one where he was the aging pitcher for the Tigers?
Oh.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah.
Charlie Pelillo sounds like Colin Coward?
Nope.
Not even close.
Nope. Somebody said next Way Back Wednesday, fat artist. Haven't we done that already?
Yes.
Yeah.
Del always sounds angry.
Bing. Did he did his own ding?
Got that one right.
Bing.
Yeah.
All right, we're getting out of this text. I'm just deleting all the text. There's like 50 texts in there. Not reading all that. Love you guys. There was one that said, you guys are the best at reading texts and interacting with listeners. And then I just deleted all 50 texts. I don't want to read all that. That's too much. And it's probably all just making fun of Nick. So that's mean, and I won't allow it. But you can tweet me, and I'll read those. Just kidding.
All right, so as we enter the final half hour of the show, plenty more to get to. Your surprise team in the NBA, Rockets at the Clippers tonight. So we've got that. And the reason why I bring that up is because a one-time short-term Rocket did an interview, Lou Williams, with ESPN. And he was talking about the fact that both he and Montrezl Harrell could finish 1-2 in six-man voting this year, which is all fine and dandy. Look, we've said they had a hell of a season. They did a lot of things we didn't expect them to do. They're going to make the playoffs, which is big. But then he went in the middle of the article and said, the Rockets paid a healthy price for getting Chris Paul. Really? Because at the end of the day, even if they overpaid for Chris Paul for this new deal that they signed him to, do you really think that they would have been better off with Lou Williams and Montrezl Harrell and Pat Bev and those guys or the squad they got now?
I mean...
Oh, you're going to go the other way on me? I don't think... I'm going to tell you something right now. I don't think they challenged the Warriors last year.
They had to pay him. I mean, it's obvious.
I'm talking about the trade.
Take the money out of the equation.
Is this team better if they have Pat Beverly and Montrezl Harrell?
And Lou Williams.
Coming off the bench with Lou Williams scoring. Montrezl Harrell to back up Clint Capela and somebody you can rely on because you couldn't rely on the
name. Tony didn't trust him. He didn't play him.
You did go out and get Kenneth Faried, who's like a Montrezl Harrell. Montrezl Harrell's a poor man's manimal, I guess you could say. But all of those pieces, plus Pat Beverly and the defense that he brings and the chemistry, and I don't know, man.
Bro. I mean, their role was the depth. It wasn't for – they had to have Chris Paul because Chris Paul had to be starting, running the point, and he had to create. He had to be that guy.
James hands.
Harden had to play off the ball. Yeah. Those guys were only good – they were good for the depth.
Leadership role.
So they're deeper with them, but they're not better.
Second star.
I can deal with that.
And I think we gave Morey a lot of credit. We criticized him. We criticized them a lot, but we gave them a lot of credit for replenishing that depth when the Rockets got Chris Paul initially. So they did a good job of replenishing. It was this year's Melo experiment that I feel like he did a worse job of replenishing the depth.
And then it was the square peg round hole guys that he tried to replace Mbah Mute and Ariza with originally, which the Michael Carter Williams and the James Ennis and the guys that just didn't fit. The squad they got now is a team that can compete for a title or at least give the Warriors a run. But when you look at everything that we're talking about, if you're saying, the Rockets paid a healthy price for Chris Paul, I don't think going up against the Warriors last year, you take him as far as you could or you did. And if Chris, you can't say the same thing. You couldn't say you were one hamstring away from a title last year like you could with Chris Paul. Pat Beverly's not going to be able to hold up on the offensive end and score the points Paul did to try and compete with the likes of all the guys the Warriors brought to the table, the Steph Currys and everything like that. Montrezl Harrell was a guy that couldn't sniff the rotation under Mike D'Antoni. They even say in the article that everybody kept saying, what's wrong with this guy? Because D'Antoni wouldn't play him. So they thought when they got him, he was damaged goods. There was something wrong about him. They even said when he went to the G League, he shoved a referee, and they were like,
I do remember that.
They don't even know if they really going to keep the guy, and now he's going to be up for six, man. He's playing out of his mind.
Yep. He played really well once he left,
yeah,
because he got an opportunity to play.
Yep.
But, I mean, they did give up some good assets. They gave up some good players. Not great players. They got a great player in return in Chris Paul, but they gave up a lot of really good players. And, you know, I mean,
I
agree with you. I'm not trying to, I'm just saying, I think he has a point. He didn't say that they're better or worse, but they did pay a lot in terms of players and money.
I think the key is the word pay. Now, and the fact that this new deal he signed, which
both
was a handshake deal that you knew was there, that they were going to re-sign him. But I think Daryl was hoping for 3 years. But 4 years at 40-plus, that's not a good
deal. You gave up 2 6 men of the year candidates and the skills competition winner from... okay, I couldn't get it out.
Well, am I missing anybody else? It's Pat Bev, Montrez, Lou Williams.
It was your boy, Sam. Wasn't Decker involved
in Decker.
That? Yeah, and okay. Then he got shipped out somewhere else. And then centerpiece of the trade who was no longer there. Then there was, I think, a fifth guy.
And there might have been some picks or something.
Yeah, but the thing I find ironic about his statement is the Rockets paid a healthy price.
Yeah, because he can't stay healthy.
Actually, more of an unhealthy price.
Yeah.
Because he can't stay healthy, and it cost him a run to the title. So, pretty ironic there.
No doubt about it. A&M, the news that we had rumored here on the show for quite a while is going to happen. Buzz Williams is going to leave Virginia Tech. He's going to go to Texas A&M. He's going to try and make a football school into a basketball program again. And the one thing that I'm curious about is I just want to see the terms of the deal. Because I want to see, when all comes out in the wash, what he got and what was the big deal that A&M was willing to pay. Because we know that they've got a lot of money over there and they've got great facilities and everything else. I want to see what they paid him. And I want to see what Kelvin gets from U of H and see how they compare.
I'm with you. I would like to see it. I'm worried that this guy is going to be more Shaka Smart than Kelvin Sampson.
He's a hell of a coach. Now,
Shaka Smart. He was considered of the best. And the difference is Shaka Smart was a coach on the rise. Kelvin Sampson was proven.
That's my concern. Buzz was at Marquette in my backyard in Milwaukee and did a hell of a job there. And he's one of those guys that he's a hell of a salesman, and he sold the whole city on the fact he was going to be there long term. And then Virginia Tech threw money at him, left there. So I wasn't surprised when Virginia Tech fans, as I mentioned on the show here, were creating GoFundMes trying to keep him there. I was like, he gone. He already gone, because if he got a better offer with more money, he's leaving. And he did it again. And you can hear it here. He'll do it again too.
Yeah.
Someone else comes calling or a bigger program, he'll be gone again. I'm more glad money. That Kelvin is not doing that, because Kelvin can be a salesman. You've heard him on the air with us.
Oh, yeah.
He can be a salesman. He is a charmer, too. But at least I like the fact that he had a good thing going here, and he's going to see it through. That's the biggest thing for Cougar fans that I really like to see about this deal. So.
Agreed. Well, we'll see what the terms shake up to be. From the text line, somebody said, if you win the WWE Championship, will the New Day make history and Freebird it? Probably not. No. Get out of here with that.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
My faith in humanity and kids in general has been restored slightly.
Oh, do tell.
Did you hear this story? A 13-year-old kid was out there mowing yards for money and had an Xbox. And his single mom she has three kids, single mom. And she basically, if she couldn't get a vehicle, she didn't have a car.
Okay.
And if she couldn't get a ride somewhere, she would walk. So whether it was work, odd jobs, or whatever, she struggled to make ends meet. She did not have a vehicle. This kid mowed yards to get money. He had his Xbox. And he saw on Facebook that a lady was selling her car. So he goes to her and he says, can I give you my Xbox and I think some money for the car? And she was like, yeah. And I think he had to like work it off somehow and do some other things. But he basically bought his mom a car at 13. And then the lady had to drive it to the house. And he's like, mom, come outside. Mom goes outside. He's like, this is your car. She's like, stop playing. And the lady's like, no, this is your car. Your son bought you this car. How cool is that?
That's a great story.
That is outstanding. That kid right there, that's a special young man. But that's obviously a good mom, too. That's good parenting. But that's a great kid, man.
I'm just impressed with the motivation and the incentive of a 13-year-old.
Dude, he gave up his Xbox. Do you know how much a 13-year-old loves his Xbox? Like, more than anything.
Is this here in Houston?
No, it was okay. It was I'm trying to figure out where this was.
So you say you've got faith in humanity because of that?
Orlando.
Is that what you're saying?
Well, it's been restored, a little.
Well, I'm here to unrestore it. How about that?
Oh, no.
For every story like that you got, I got this one. Maryland woman beats a guy they called Vodka Sam's all-time record by blowing a .372 blood alcohol level and telling the cops, I only had two shots.
Oh, my God.
She's 24 years old.
Shots of what? Absinthe?
Seriously.
Like, Jesus.
She's 24 years old and blew a .372.
Wow.
How is she breathing?
That's a lot.
What's the highest she ever blew, Noel Nick? Asper.
Who?
Her name is Savannah Asper, 24. Okay. She was charged with 11 traffic violations, including impaired driving, reckless driving, negligent driving, and failure to control the vehicle or the speed on the highway to avoid a collision. And then a field test showed she had a blood alcohol content of 0.372, according to the statement. She was arrested at 11:30 at night, her vehicle towed. The driving limit in Maryland, just to give you some context,
0.04. Oh,
0.04.
She needs to call Gary
Trichter. DWI, 0.08.
She needs to get Gary Trichter on the phone right now, but I don't even think he can fix that.
I don't think there's any hammer in the world that's going to get her out of there because she was hammered.
0.372.
Yeah. A level of 0.35 to 0.4 is considered potentially fatal. Let me say that again. 0.35 or 0.4, potentially fatal. She blew a 0.372.
Now, you do hear like the Gary Trichter commercials, right? When he talks about that those are faulty tests. I wonder if that was the case. I wonder if it was like, there's no way I would be alive if I blew a 0.372.
Yeah.
That would be my argument. I'd get Trichter on the phone and be like, that test is a lie because I should be dead right now.
And then, of course, someone went and found her Instagram account, and it's locked, but it says, be happy, life is too short.
Especially if you drink and drive
and die. Could be you keep drinking like that. No doubt about it.
Wow.
All right, so we got one segment to go in the show. Then we're going to turn over to the Blitz. They're going to take you home till 7 o'clock as Fred, Aaron, and AJ will be stepping in after we are done. But we're going to make sure that we have some fun taking you up to the top of the hour. It is The Usual Suspects right here on ESPN 97.5.
I hear this. You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Rolling through another great show. It's a Way Back Wednesday on The Usual Suspects.
Love this song.
Great song. Nick, I said I actually could have put together the outfield.
This is a good song. This is the best song you got, probably.
What? You didn't like Home Team? Pick It Up?
No, I like this song.
You didn't like Main Source, Friendly Game of Baseball? That was like legit back
I
in
like
the
this
day.
Song. On your list in particular, I like this song.
Oh, I feel like those other ones were quality. Well, some of them wrong. Sucked. Some of my songs sucked.
Like but Warm It Up, Chris? That has absolutely nothing to do with baseball.
Really? Well, you know what? I hope every one of your favorite pitchers comes in the game cold and their arm falls off. And then we'll see how important warming up is to baseball.
Doesn't matter. It's not about baseball, bro.
It is. You don't cold up, you warm up. Let me give me the lefty up in the pen. What's he doing? He's warming it up, Chris. And like I said, in the song he even says, totally crossed out catching all the ladies. What do you do with a baseball, Nick? You catch it. Get out of here.
You can catch flies.
Catch these hands.
You can catch butterflies. You can catch fish.
Barry,
catch a cold.
Where's that story at? I want to buy that kid a new Xbox One. First of all, very nice of you,
yes,
sir and or ma'am. It's on Fox 35 Orlando is where I saw it. But I'm sure it's out there. So I think the lady, the mom originally posted on her Facebook, Crystal June Preston. So if you want to look for Crystal June Preston or maybe Google it, William Preston is the kid's name.
I've seen a lot of stories that, pretty like you said, cool. Restore faith in humanity in a lot of ways. I saw there was one kid that walked at least 2 to 5 miles each way to do a fast food job, and one of his loyal customers bought him a car.
Yep, that's
and
all that
things
stuff
like that.
Cool.
Those are just great gestures. That if you can do it and you're willing to do it, it's fantastic. And because there's a ton of people busting their ass trying to make it in this world.
Yeah.
So yeah, kudos to them.
Somebody texted and said they arrested a lady in Houston with a .367 BAC. Good didn't have an Lord, accident. She was man. Driving. Didn't have a wreck. That's pretty crazy. We're not going to do any more sports. I don't want to. Are Why? You guys flat? Because I'm sportsed out for the day. Wow. Are you a flat earther?
No.
You, Nick, you seem like you would be a flat earther.
Oh, no. I didn't know what you were saying at first. No, absolutely not.
You're not a flat earther.
No. I feel like you're not with like, Kyrie?
Nope.
I feel like sometimes you would probably have a debate at the bar and you'd be like, you know what? Maybe we did fake the moon landing and the earth is flat.
Now you're going Steph Curry, Kyrie Irving, you're roping them
I feel
all
like,
in.
I feel like that, but don't you feel like Nick would do that just every once in a while?
I really wouldn't do so. I wouldn't argue about something like that when I'm drunk.
It depends on what state of mind he's in.
Okay. Well, there's the flat, there's a flat earther convention that took place where people get together and go over their theories of flat earth. And their big theory is that the North Pole is in this, if you look at it as like a snow globe, they say that that's probably what the Earth is like, a snow globe. So it's flat on the bottom, but it does have the top half is curved. Okay. But they say that the North Pole is actually not at the top of a globe because the globe doesn't exist. It's in the center of the Earth. And the outer edge of the Earth is Antarctica. In other words, there's a gigantic ice wall surrounding our planet that is like 160-something feet tall and many miles thick. And I'm like, you just described Game of Thrones, you weirdos. That's literally just the ice wall in Game of Thrones. And now this is what they think when you travel south, that's what you like.
Yeah, I probably wouldn't argue. Like, people are just thirsty or just crazy. That's it's either one of two things. Either crazy. He's crazy or he's thirsty. And he knows exactly what he's saying. Yeah,
I was going to ask, is Kyrie Irving like one of the guest speakers or is he joining them via satellite?
Well, that's not the crazy part. So now these people have set up a cruise that will depart in 2020 to sail to the edge of the world where they're going to go and hit the ice wall.
Like what? You sure that this isn't our listeners to our show that are texting in their spare time?
No, this was an actual article on Caveman Circus. Like and then ABC 13 did a thing on the flat earther guy and his theory of the disc and it being an ice wall completely around. Like, I'm showing Joel the pictures. Yeah. Like, I'm not making this up.
No,
this guy believes
it's right there.
And a lot of people do too. But it's so dumb because literally you can sail around the world. Around the world. You can start in Cali and travel all the way back around and end up, guess what, in America and in Cali. That's a circle. You dumbasses. Like, I don't know why they think that this is, they're like, nope, it's still flat. It's baffling to me.
If you had the money, would you hop in a rocket ship and go out of space?
You dude, would?
I'm fascinated with
like
astronomy
if you're
in
an
space.
Absolute billionaire and you could just
absolutely
pay six figures
to
or
go
seven
to the moon?
Yeah.
In a heartbeat.
Really?
I am fascinated with space and astronomy, the planets, the stars. Oh, yeah.
Would you, Nick?
Always have been.
Probably not. That's too... I mean, I'm into thrills and like an adrenaline rush, but no, I'm not trying to do that.
So you're like a... So you're... Okay.
Like the Elon Musk
when you
thing?
Say, yeah, I would totally do that.
See,
I would pay the money.
I just... If you're not in having it in the hands of NASA and people that are just the best of the best doing all this stuff... I'd just be worried something could go wrong and I ain't going to make it.
Well, you're going to be in the best of the best. I mean, no one, you got to be so smart to do something like that.
Yeah.
Like your brain is just.
But I mean, like I would do it just because I would want to be a part of that. Plus, how many people get to say they went into space? Even if you died, you still got to experience that before you died. You're going to die anyways. To me, that would be a lot of fun. And plus, it'd be cool. Like if they colonized Mars, you wouldn't want to go?
No, probably not in my lifetime.
I'd be so down for that. They're going to need comedians on
Mars.
We're
not ready yet. Cars are not flying.
They're going to need comedians on Mars. I'll be the first comedian on Mars. I'd be down with that.
Electric cars have to be like an old thing before I consider something like that.
Really?
Yeah, because we're just behind still. Not behind. We're just not there yet.
I was going to say, your first show on Mars will be like that one show when you were on the road and you walked in and there was
like, nobody there.
Nobody there. It's like, you got to wait to build the audience.
That was almost like last night. I walked in, there was dogs running around. A Great Dane.
Inside?
Big ass dog, looked like a horse.
Inside?
Yeah. Great Dane and a bunch of other lassie
looking
dogs. You
guys know I'm a dog person, but even this morning.
At a bar?
I walk into Starbucks. And a dude walks in with his dog and just sits in the inside. And I was like, I don't know that that's legal.
Then you got all these fake-ass people that are pretending like they need service dogs, but they're just lazy assholes that don't want to walk their dog or leave them somewhere. And they just take their dog with them and pretend like it's a service dog. There are people out there that fake service dogs.
Oh, no. There's people that fake everything. Now there's people on airlines all the time saying, I'm literally sitting next to someone that has a service peacock or a service
chihuahua.
Insert different. Yeah, it started with dogs, but now it's like all different kinds of animals going, really? That's a service animal?
Well, did we talk about the guy that took his steer into PetSmart?
No.
this dude is, I think it was here in Texas, but PetSmart has a rule. Anything on a leash. You can bring any animal in as long as they're leashed. He walked a steer, a full-size, big-ass horned steer, into PetSmart because he had it on a leash.
First of all, that had to be Texas.
Yeah.
Second of all, I hope that thing took a big steer-sized crap in aisle one.
I'd be like, yo, this is my service steer.
He took it to PetSmart?
Yeah,
he calms me when I have anxiety.
What is he getting at PetSmart?
I'm not a big fan of that spot either. I don't know. They're not sponsors, are they?
I don't know. But I'm just, when does that ever stop us about talking about anything?
That's true.
Anyways?
I'm not a big fan of that place.
Really?
But I'm like, man, if I walk into PetSmart and there's a dude with a steer, I'm out on that.
I prefer Petco to PetSmart. The problem is there's no Petcos that are close.
Oh.
They closed the one by my house.
Yeah.
And I preferred the Petco too, but they closed.
Well, maybe it was Petco. I don't know. It was one of those stupid ass.
No, they both allow pets in store.
As long as they're leashed.
Yeah.
That would be like, I want to have like a service snake or something that freaks people
service
out.
Service bobcat.
Yes! That's perfect. I need to catch one of these bobcats around the house. Be like, oh, no, he's a service bobcat. And he's just tearing up stuff.
Just bringing the shit.
Just attacking people. Be like, but he calms me when I have a panic attack.
Service deer?
Ooh, don't get me started on deer. Deer are a bunch of a-holes.
That's the whole Tommy Boy thing, though. Remember when he hit the deer and he thought he killed it, and then the thing just got up and went nuts on him?
I hate those sons of bitches. They're all over our neighborhood.
How do you hate deer?
Yeah.
Because they eat my plants, bro.
They're just deer. Poor little deer.
They're just weed whacking for you.
No, they're coming in my yard, loitering, leaving deer poop all over
the place.
Want
them to die?
I stepped in deer scat. Nobody wants to do that while you're out there weeding your flower bed. You step in deer poop. I'm not down with that. I'm glad Bambi's mom died. I don't like Bambi. Get those damn deer out of my yard.
So
they eat your plants, man. It's awful. I walk out. If you drive by my house, like one half of my house, it looks like I killed all my bushes because they just ate every leaf on the bushes.
It's really that big of a problem?
Yeah. There's a lot of people in the neighborhood that have put up fences. They'll still hop the fence, but
some people have feral hogs.
Yeah, we have feral hogs in our neighborhood.
Some people have deer.
Yeah, we have a lot of feral hogs.
Out in Sugar Land, there's a lot of feral hogs.
There is.
Yeah, and they rip stuff up. I almost said a bad word, but they do damage.
But the deer can too, man. They'll tear up stuff.
Really?
Yeah. Especially if you have a lot of money invested in like plants and stuff. And then the lady that originally designed all of our landscaping, she's like, oh, this is all deer friendly. No, it ain't. Yeah, deer friendly as in it's a good snack for them because they ate it all.
Got to be careful with them deers.
Yeah, you do.
I told you, I played college baseball with a guy that literally thought the plural for deer was deer. Deers. I don't think he graduated.
Got to watch out for them meese.
What? Jeez. Oh, and here you go. Too late. Sorry. Deer solutions for you next show.
Ooh.
You better take that off air.
Chris, yeah.
Give Chris, me a deer hang solution. On. Barry will be in there to take that call in a minute. All right. We appreciate you guys being along for a Way Back Wednesday. We'll be back at it again tomorrow. So hopefully you will be too. Easy, Chief. Warm it up. So warm it up and coming in next, it's the Blitz. It's Aaron. It's Fred. It's AJ. Don't go anywhere. For Nick and Barry, I'm Joel. Have a great night.
And I didn't know if they sniffed their own farts or not.
Yeah, boy.
You gonna answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help.